Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mary. May I have your zip code to locate the account, please?
It's 30106, I guess.
And may I have your first and last name?
My name is Dexteria Smith. Y'all made a transaction on my card that I did not even, like, authorize. Like, I'm trying to see, could y'all refund me my money?
Okay, you said your zip code is 30106.
Yeah, I guess that's my card zip code. I don't even know nothing about this transaction, so I can't really tell you. I mean, I don't know. If that's not it, I could try another zip code, but I don't know nothing about this transaction.
Okay, will you verify your address?
Okay, my address on my card is 1900 Drennan Avenue, Austell, Georgia, 30106.
Is that like...
Huh?
Is that your shipping address?
I mean, I don't know nothing about these transactions, so it's like I
understand,
know.
Ma'am, but I'm just trying to locate your name so I can help you. I understand you're saying you don't know anything about it, but I just still need information to try to locate your name to give you information to let you know why you're getting billed and what we can do to help you.
It's like what type of business is this?
This is a third-party call center, and we handle customer support for over 400 companies.
Oh, well, I mean, if that's not the address, I can give you another address.
Okay. What would be the other address?
2981 Springdale Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315.
Okay, are you aware of paying $4.97 on April 4th for Peak Zen CBD oil?
No.
Okay, you're not aware of signing up for a trial on April 4th and just paying shipping $4.97?
No, I haven't even got CBD oil.
Okay, Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't even do... like THC. I don't even smoke weed, so I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, I will cancel this and transfer you over to the fraud department. Give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, give me a moment, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, you had them.
Okay, and I'm about to transfer you over now.
Okay.